Good morning.
Good morning.
This is my first time convening, so I wish all of you luck. My name is Jessica Sievers. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Manhattan. Whether you are a lifelong UU or if you are a guest for the first time, you are welcome here. Whether you are taking your first step in your spiritual journey or you have found the end, you are welcome here. Whether you believe in one God or more than one higher being, or even if you have doubts, you are welcome here. We'll begin by lighting the chalice. We'd also like to extend a warm welcome to our guests today. Please join us after the service for coffee and conversation. Please stand as you are able. We'll open our gray hymnal to number 27, I Am That Great and Fiery Force. Thank you. You may be seated. For our announcements, please see your program. We also have an insert on the musicale, which will be August 25th. If you would like to join the choir, please talk with Michael Oldfather, waving his hand over there. Now it's time for joys and concerns. Raise your hand and the microphone will be brought around to you if you have a joy or a concern to share today.
Hi, I am Michaela Sievers, and I actually have a couple joys. One of them is that my sister is being braver than I would be and convening for you today. And another is that I just actually returned from Minnesota. I was in St. Paul for a week, and I was at the American Dairy Goat Association National Show and participated in the youth activities. I actually placed 13th in showmanship and first place in the senior management and judging competition.
Hi, Anna Franklin. My joy is that in a couple days I get to go to Kansas City and see my daughter Phoebe and her husband. Phoebe was a member of the UUs here before I was, and she used to come when she was 15 years old, and I used to stay home. And also, while I'm there, I get to see this wonderful show, Frida Kahlo, at the Nelson Atkins Museum, so I'm very excited.
Dick and Judy Cattell. Our daughter, who just had a year of chemotherapy, and looked like it was, everything was clear, but the first three-month follow-up, she had some positive nodes, lymph nodes, which means another 3 months. But it sort of let us realize that we were too ready to wish her in safety, and we'll just have to be patient.
For those joys and concerns left unspoken, we hold you in our hearts. And now we will have Michael Oldfather lead the choir in the anthem, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Michael. Now it's time for the children to come forward for the story of all ages.
No, you want a mic stand?
Come on up, don't be shy. So the next couple of weeks, the adults are going to be talking about religion, and I have a lot of questions about religion, and I need your help. And what's nice about these questions is that there's no one right answer. So anybody's paying attention, what do you think religion is? Can anybody give me an idea? Destiny, can you help me out? What do you think religion is? What are some parts of religion?
Different cultures.
Different cultures. That's a good answer.
Religion is something.
It is something. Okay, well, that's a good answer. I'm going to go to the next question. So this book is called Really, Really Big Questions About God, Faith, and Religion, written by Julian Baggini. So what is religion? Religions have three things in common. First, they involve a set of beliefs about how the world was created, why we are here, and how we should live. In almost every religion, some of these beliefs are supernatural. Supernatural. This doesn't mean that religious people believe in ghosts or witches. All it means is that religious people believe there is more to our world than what we see around us in nature. There's also God, gods, souls, or spirits. Second, religions almost always involve certain activities. Believers do things like pray, worship, mediate, read holy books, and give money to the poor. Religion is not only about what you think, it's also about what you do. Thirdly, religions are usually communities of some kind. To belong to a religion is to belong to a group of people who meet together and help one another, much like we get together here at the UU. So, I have a question, like what is God?
It's the guy, it's the person who makes us who lives in the sky.
Okay, that's a good answer. And there are no wrong or right answers. I have a question. How old is God?
Millions of years old.
That's a good answer. Does anybody else have other ideas? What's bigger than a million?
A lot more than a million.
Okay, so does anybody know what God looks like? He looks like everything. Hey, that's a good answer, too. Let's move on. So this page says, what is God? Those who believe in God all agree that whatever he is, he's far more amazing than any human being. Most people think he has three superpowers. Boys, are you listening? He's talking about superpowers. First, he's all-knowing. You can't hide anything from him. Planning a surprise birthday party for him would be a complete waste of time because he would already know what was going on. Second, he's all-powerful. He can do anything. Most religious people believe he created the entire universe. Third, he is all-loving. Some people think he's willing to punish the wicked, but all he really wants is the best for us. All-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving sounds like he's got it all. Okay, so then this last page I'm going to talk about is about heaven. Where is heaven? Does anybody else have suggestions?
Heaven is like the next door neighbor to God.
That's a good address to have. What would we do in heaven? What would you do in heaven? Thinking.
Well, we would all pretty much have a good time for our afterlife.
That sounds good, doesn't it? Well, we've seen that religious people believe in different things, but almost every single one has some idea of heaven. The idea is that after this life, there's another life in a different, better place for good people. Some of these ideas can be very complicated. In Hinduism, for example, there isn't just one heaven. Rather, there are several different heavenly levels. But does heaven really exist? It doesn't seem fair to grant some people eternal life and not others, when different people are given very different opportunities in life to prove that they are worthy and good. So, thank you so much for helping me answer some questions that I had, and whether you believe in God or not, or more than one God, you are always welcome here. So let's sing the children out.
Children.
Now it's time for our helping hands. Drew Venom will... No, excuse me. Jenny. Jenny is from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Please give her a round of applause.
Well, good morning. My name is Jenny Wilkins. I'm the executive director for Big Brothers Big Sisters. And basically what we do at our agency is we're an organization that specializes in matching at-risk youth and one-to-one mentoring relationships to help them reach their full potentials. We do this through a couple of different programs. We have a school-based program where our volunteers will actually go to the child's school and work with them on more academic-focused activities, you know, flashcards, homework, class projects, that kind of thing. And then we also have a community-based program where they can meet outside of school as well and really do any kind of activity that interests the match. They can play at the park, they can cook dinner together. Really, it's just about building that friendship and that relationship, you know, to help the child reach their full potential. We serve a wide spectrum of kids. We serve kids on one end of the spectrum who might just be struggling with their self-confidence, you know, struggling with a class or two, all the way to kids on the other end of the spectrum, kids who've had, you know, domestic violence in their home, substance abuse, incarcerated parents, a lot of risk factors working against them. But basically, our idea at Big Brothers Big Sisters is that the one thing that all of these kids have in common is they can all benefit from just having that one extra person in their life who's looking out for them and listening to them and help guiding them towards good choices in their future. And we collect data on our kids every single year, and every single kid year our local kids show improvement in their academic performance, their ability to avoid delinquency, substance abuse, their relationship with their peers, their family, their community. So it really is a great program for our kids, and our Helping Hands donation is going to go towards providing those direct services to our kids. It's going to provide the case management staff to help recruit the volunteers needed for the program. It's going to provide the case management staff to process all those individuals, run the background checks on our volunteers, and also support those matches after they've been made to make sure that they're a long-term and effective match for our kids. So I really do want to thank you for this, and, you know, it is a huge help for our program, and, you know, we just truly can't do what we do with our kids without community support like yours. So thank you so much, and thank you for having me here today.
Please remember during the offertory, any donations not marked to go to the fellowship will be given to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Hello. Do I need to turn this on or nope, it's on. Okay. So So I'm Amber Venom, and I'm a faculty in marriage and family therapy at K-State. And I have some friends here with me today. This is Angela and Jared Durchie. I have known them, or we have known them, for 6 years. Four plus two is six. We did our PhD together, and then we were both hired here into the same program. So we've known them for quite a while. And we had heard through some of the vision workshops and from people that they would like more on world religions. And so we are trying to develop a series in which we will have conversations with people from diverse religions. And Jared is gracious enough to be our first guinea pig, so please support him.
No, thank you very much. Let's give our guests a round of applause. You'll find our closing music in the teal hymnal. It is number 1002. Pardon. Oh, he's going to sing it. Never mind.
What? I'll sing. I'm singing it as a solo, verses 1 through 4. But join me on the fifth verse, which is verse 1 repeated. You'll get it.
Comfort me.
Up a quote from Andre Malraux. I hope I say that right. The depth of a man's questioning is more important than his answers. Go in peace.